Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code BELIEVE20, you can take 20% off plus free shipping. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code BLEAV20, and take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. After the Nationals struggled with the Diamondbacks, they got back into their winning ways against the Rockies. I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Talk Nats. The Talk Nats is a part of the Belief Podcast Network. And if there's one thing you can do to help this show is to give it a 5-star rating and subscribe or follow on your podcatcher of choice. And today's episode is also streaming on 102.9 The Game. In this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about good feelings in good games after the Nationals struggled against the Diamondbacks. It's good to get back into the win column and take on a team that's, well, to be honest with you, not the best team in Major League Baseball. As a matter of fact, one of the worst. And oftentimes it's good for morale. It's just good for the overall team outlook to get a big win. And they did that in the last game they played against the Rockies. The Nationals took on the Rockies at Coors Field. They bounced back from a tough offensive series with an impressive 11-5 victory over the Rockies. The team excelled with a season-high 19 hits, showcasing a much-needed offensive surge. Manager Davey Martinez commended the team's performance, emphasizing their approach and ability to capitalize on the right pitches. And oftentimes, that's what you have to do. And oftentimes, people say, well, this team played well against the Rockies, but they're a poor team. Listen, a win is a win, and a loss is a loss. You're not going to win them all. And the Nationals, they faced their struggles in this game. It wasn't the easiest game in the world for them to win. Senzel struggled. It wasn't DJ Herz's best game either. Lane Thomas emerged as a standout player, delivering an RBI single, a two-run double, and an RBI triple despite narrowly missing his first career cycle. Thomas displayed exceptional hitting prowess. Additionally, the Nationals received a significant boost from Luis Garcia Jr., who crushed a three-run homer, and C.J. Abrams, who contributed three hits upon returning from a brief absence due to a cyst on his wrist. And that is a big thing. I was worried, to be honest with you, as a Nationals fan, how much time is C.J. Abrams going to miss? We know what kind of big role he takes on for this team. So for him to return in rather short order was a big thing. The other good thing is to see that Lane Thomas's bat is really producing like we know that it can. That was one of the moves that was made, oh, time flies, a few summers ago already, and has really paid off dividends. Lane Thomas is also one of the guys that I think, despite who we know is coming, we know that it's going to be Dylan Cruz, we know it's going to be James Wood, Robert Hassel, etc., that Lane Thomas, I think, might have a shot at making this team in some capacity. When you take a look around the rest of the baseball field, there's a lot of questions. Like, we know why Winker's here and Senzel and Gallo, those guys are merely stopgap measures, in my opinion. So the fact that Lane Thomas is doing things that we know he's capable of doing, that was a good thing. And a big win for the Nationals. Again, nothing feels better than winning after coming off a rough series. Prior to the game, the Nats emphasized an aggressive yet discerning batting strategy, focusing on swinging at strikes. This approach paid off as they quickly amassed hits, but initially struggled to convert them into runs due to some base running mishaps. However, they regrouped in the third inning, capitalizing on their hits to secure a commanding lead. And oftentimes that's what it's about as well. Brushing your shoulders off, facing adversity, finding ways to overcome and taking advantage of really great situations. The light air where the Nationals are playing in Colorado is always advantageous, and it paid off dividends for them as they picked up a big win. We hope that they can keep it rolling here and build on the momentum that they had not too long ago. I know that it's easy to kind of get down in the dumps when your team isn't playing well, and there was a feeling that some momentum was lost when the Nats were playing the Diamondbacks, considering how well they played the Marlins before that. But the Nationals need to continue to capitalize on this positivity and to edge their way up the standings. I know it's a Hail Mary pass, but I have high hopes for this team that they can continue to do greater things. All right, so coming up here straight ahead, we will continue to talk about the Nats as they take down the Rockies and what they must do to keep the winning rolling next. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and entering the promo code BELIEVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here. The boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code BELIEVE20 at manscaped.com. That's promo code BLEAV20 at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network and TalkNats.com. Talking next here about some of the struggles that were faced by the Nationals in this last game here. Despite the box score, you would think to yourself there's not a lot to not like, but I think that ultimately the Nationals took advantage of a bad Rockies team. Despite the offensive outburst, the Nationals faced challenges as pitcher DJ Hirsch, though consistently throwing strikes, surrendered 3 home runs to Rockies. Nonetheless, Hirsch maintained a positive outlook, appreciating the run support from his teammates and overall hitting performance. And we have seen some adversity with this young pitching staff. You take a look at Mitchell Parker, DJ Hirsch, but ultimately that is what forms them into being great players. If everything is always easy, then that's the expectation. And when you do inevitably face struggle at some point, you don't know what to do. So it's important for these young players to get some really great wins, but also to know what it's like to experience some losses so they can adjust and ultimately help this team not only in this year, but in years years to come. Overall, the game at Coors Field marked a significant turnaround for the Nats, showcasing the resilience and ability to adapt their approach to the unique conditions of a very unique ballpark. And that's what I'm talking about here, is the Nats finding a way to pick up wins when they need to the most. There are questions that this team will be facing coming up on the trade deadline, what this team will look like, what kind of moves that Mike Rizzo plans on making. Ultimately, I don't see many big moves set to take place. I don't think that this is the season that they are one or two moves away from being contenders. Again, as I record this now in late June, they've surprised me, to be honest with you. I think that the bar was set rather low for this team to start the season, and there was no real high hopes of this team doing much of anything. So for this team to have shown glimpses of greatness, I'm also going to talk about players, young players that have taken steps forward. You take a look at CJ Abrams, Jacob Young in particular has grown by leaps and bounds. And again, like I've said before on this show, I don't think anyone had him penciled in as being an everyday outfielder, primarily in center field. But ultimately, I think a good long-term solution, maybe not the longest solution. I'm going to say short to midterm. I'm going to rephrase that because we know who's in the wings. But it is refreshing nonetheless to have a guy like Jake Young on this team, a guy with speed, a guy that has a pop in his bat, can connect and hit runs, and CJ Abrams and K'Bert Ruiz and the struggles that he has faced. And certain players that were brought into this organization that have shown glimpses of greatness as well. Jesse Winker, I didn't have a whole high lot of hopes for him. There's been things that have impressed me in his game. Senzel, again, that's been more of a mixed bag for him this season. That even this ragtag group of young guys and experienced players have found a way to come together and overcome odds. And above and beyond all of that, I think the starting pitching has what has impressed and something that has caught a lot of people by surprise. Who was Mitchell Parker before this season started? DJ Herz was a name that you were no doubt familiar with if you're a Nats fan, but I think that he has impressed despite the fact that he struggled a little bit in this last game. Overall, I'm going to wrap this up by saying still positive about this team. They're going to face adversity. It is a long baseball season, but all things considered, I think playing very well, and I think that they still might surprise people. They might try to sneak in and do something crazy, a wild card spot. There's still a lot of baseball left to be played. And, you know, you can get in a wild card spot and, you know, in June, that might not mean too much. But if they can continue and have consistency, well, I think that this team will continue to defy odds and prove a lot of the quote-unquote insiders wrong. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. And I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.